I love this. We told you earlier that B.B. Shea was in Costco and someone took a picture of him without his knowledge, put it up on their social media and said, B.B. Shea in the wild. And they were shamed for that. They was like, you should not take a picture without somebody's knowledge.
They got taken down and everything.
Yeah, they got run off.
You say Chris Dim caught a stray there, too. I never read the comments. I just saw your picture up
there. Yeah, somebody apparently had a not-so-great encounter with Chris Dim.
I guess now that he's retired.
He doesn't have to be. Man, now you're going to see the real him. Oh, my God, you're Chris Dim. Move.
I listened to you for 30-plus years.
I don't care. Get out of my way. He's the nicest guy there is.
I know. It was hard for me to believe. I still don't believe it.
What was the statement?
They said that he saw him somewhere, and he said something to him, and then Chris Dim turned his nose up at him and walked away.
Oh, I can't see that.
Yeah. Now, where he was very believable, because I myself used to run into Chris Dim there.
Total Wine?
Nope. A local Target.
Oh, sure. That's his Target.
Mm-hmm.
That's
right. Oh, exactly. So yeah, when I saw that, I was like, that's believable. But I've never known Chris Dim to just turn up his nose and just completely.
Well, maybe he's just wandering and losing his faculties now that he's
out. Maybe he couldn't hear. Maybe he's losing his hearing.
Yeah, You know, he's out there. He's not got this to chain him down anymore.
Well, and how did the person approach Chris Dim?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Hey, pussy boy. I guess you got more free time now.
Wrong one retired.
Yes, thank you.
I know that. I do like the idea of him just turning heel after he retires.
Yeah.
Oh,
the wrestling. You know? Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, just all of a sudden he's
just an a-hole.
Yeah, just loud a-hole now.
Yeah, no low key
anymore.
Instead
of low key, he's just a-hole. You know, Two Wheel Harno gave him the name LKA, or maybe, I think he gave him that name.
Yeah, I think LKA.
Low key a-hole. And he says now, this is in regarding the Pete Hegseth prayer at the prayer breakfast. Tell me you understand the joke. I mean, the Bible verse mentions an aviator. There's no aviator reference. I did catch that.
Yeah. Well, see, that's where it's kind of like, what, you know, did he know what he was doing? It's weird at a prayer breakfast.
Well, Hardo says he's in on the joke. It's like he did that intentionally.
That's what I mean. But it's
weird.
Prayer breakfast.
Yeah.
It's not like a lighthearted, me and the generals are just having, you know, this is a full-on prayer breakfast.
Yeah, I did catch that. You know, I also saw President Trump recently. He was being, I think he was being introduced, or he was at a speech, and someone else was going to speak as well. And Trump told him, "Don't take too much time here."
And some of the jobs we're creating or protecting are right here at Verse Logistics. So, let me call up your outstanding CEO. Paul, come on up real fast, Paul. Come on. Paul Verse, come on up here, Paul. Let's go. Do it fast, Paul. They don't want to hear from you.
Thank you, President Trump.
Get out.
Hurry up. Too long.
He's not wrong.
I'm here.
Move.
Yeah. Get out of here. Also, fact checker Rusty's on it. I gave you the list of highest paid mascots for their public appearances. The Ohio State mascot, Brutus the Buckeye, made $130,000 in the last year for public appearances. You all were saying, what about Duke? Why is Duke not on there? Leave it to fact checker Rusty. Only the public university numbers are public due to the Freedom of Information Act. Private schools like Duke, Miami, Notre Dame do not release the information.
Okay.
So they may be on there.
Well, Notre Dame is a great
example, another one,
too.
Yeah, it's another one that would probably be up there. Good point. And what's the hurricane, the Ibis?
Oh, without a doubt.
That's a big one. That's
like
point.
The Demon Deacon, too. They're private.
I wonder how the Demon Deacon, to me, that doesn't have the same cachet as the Duke Blue Devil or the Notre Dame Fighting. I bet he makes less.
Yeah.
But he's out there. He's a cool mascot. Yeah. It's a great mascot. The whole reason I was mentioning about B.B. Shea being seen in the wild at Costco when somebody surreptitiously took a photo of him, he was also seen recently ordering and eating a hot dog, mustard chili slaw, and someone who knew who B.B. Shea was said to him, "This is like watching the Mona Lisa be painted."
That's right, my friend. Now that's the great compliment.
Yeah,
that is a great compliment.
That is a victory, because normally when bigger people are seen eating, you don't get compliments. You get, look at them.
Well, let me say this. I've seen some of B.B. Shea's videos of eating a hot dog, and it is the farthest thing from the Mona Lisa being painted that I think I've ever seen.
But I have to agree with you.
I do appreciate him saying that. All right, can you cut him some slack? This is a teacher at Glacier Peak High School in Washington State. she was giving a PowerPoint presentation. Now, I'm going to be watching a PowerPoint presentation soon on the moon conspiracy theory.
Yeah, when he gets you alone, it's on.
Yeah, my conspiracy-minded friend who never thinks that we did not land on the moon. This time either, by the way.
Oh, he's full on now with this, double, too. Okay.
Well, yeah, I talked to him about it. I was like, did you see the splashdown? He's like, I'm not watching that trash.
Splashdown.
Come on. Please. Yeah, they drop a piece of metal into the ocean, and all you sheep are going to it like it really happened. Come on.
I cried.
Right.
I did.
I was very emotional when I saw it land, the Artemis II. Well, apparently this woman was trying to put up a PowerPoint and inadvertently displayed her bare breasts 4 pictures in a row because it was coming from her computer or phone, and she was storing her nudes on there.
Hey, cut her slack.
I don't cut her
slack. I can't cut her no slack on that either.
Who doesn't have nudes on their phone?
I don't.
I don't.
I don't either.
All right, well, fine. Sorry.
I'm glad to hear you say that. That's good. No nudes on your phone.
I've never been able to do it. No, I just can't.
You're of the age where people do that, of course.
My friends will show me their nudes.
Really?
And I'm y'all like, do
I
that?
I don't, but they do. They'll be like, should I send this?
My God. What a dream.
I know. I wish I was a woman.
Well, I'm always so embarrassed of my nude body.
Well, another thing, too, and I think I've told you that guys this before, that when a guy sends a girl a picture
of his junk.
Yeah, they show their friends.
The girl shows.
Yes. Oh, yeah. So, yeah, when you send the picture, all of her friends see the picture as well.
But the guy should only send a picture that is flattering to him, right? I mean, it usually should be. Otherwise, he wouldn't send it, you'd think, right?
Yeah, but
so you've seen them from your friends. You've seen.
Yeah.
And do guys send you? Does your boyfriend send his?
No.
Good.
I'm not. I would have never asked for that.
Mm.
And if he did send it, I would be like, "Why did you send me this?"
You know, I've considered sending one to my wife, and she has told me, "Don't ever, ever, ever do that."
Yeah. I because she'll accidentally put it up on a PowerPoint presentation.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it could be in
because it'll come to her phone, and she'll somehow accidentally click it open during the presentation
when we're gonna watch something like.
Yeah.
But she's like our pictures of our dog.
Yes.
She throws it up on the screen sometimes on TV.
Well, and I think a lot of people don't store them properly, which is probably what happened to this lady. Somehow, you know, if you just like with iPhone, if you just open your camera and click down on that corner button, it brings up like
there's
your most recent photos.
Right. Yep.
Well, if you've saved some nudes or something, they're right there.
That's what she did. They're investigating. Now, when your friends show you the junk of their boyfriends, how does it look?
Unimpressive.
Unimpressive.
Yeah.
Because guys think they're more impressive than they are.
Well, and they always have if their face is included, they always have a weird look on their face.
I'll bet they do.
I
wouldn't include my
weird hand positioning.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Yeah. there's no good way to send that picture.
Mm-hmm. Always aroused?
One time somebody accidentally sent me a photo that they did not mean to send.
Oh, I see.
And they were not.
They were not aroused.
Yes.
And then it was just like limp and laying there.
And that was really funny.
Did you show that to other people?
Well, that one was sent through Snapchat.
Okay.
So
that
it disappeared.
Yeah.
Was face shown?
Yes.
Oh, man.
It was full body picture.
And then next time you saw the guy, was it like awkward?
For him, I thought it was really funny.
Right, right.
He
right.
did not find it funny that I was laughing.
Yeah, well, I bet. You know, nobody wants their junk laughed at. Did he apologize for accidentally sending it?
No.
You young people and your
wild
nudes, man.
What would your boyfriend react if you sent one?
I bet he'd like it.
He would like it.
Would
he? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, cool. he's never mm-hmm. you know, demanded it because he knows I wouldn't send him anyway.
BB, how would your girlfriend react if you sent one?
She'd probably divorce me or break up with me. Yeah.
That's what you look like out here.
We're a little something to make your day better. Well, we're a lights off couple ourselves, as you know.
Yeah.
Avert your attention, avert your gaze, and lights off. And then she slips into bed, and that's how it's done in
Same
our
Same way
house.
Osama bin Laden.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The principal, Alicia Mitchell, in this case, did send a letter to parents saying, your kids saw breasts today. Breasts were on full display from the teacher at Snohomish High School, Glacier Peak High School in Snohomish, Washington. The school is investigating the matter as a personal issue, and it is unclear whether the images of the were of the teacher or someone else, but I would assume it was the teacher's boobs on display. I don't know.
Have you seen her?
They have not.
Okay,
have
I was going to say, is this something that the teenage boys would be like, whoa.
I wonder. The image and the identity of the teacher has not been released. I do cut slack on that. Do you think, of course, back in my day, there was no digital photo taken on your phone. Let's say a teacher had some Polaroids of herself in her purse, and when I was up there next to the blackboard, I accidentally knock into her desk, and there they spill all over the floor.
Shouldn't have had them there.
Shouldn't have them.
Yeah, I'd wonder. See, to me, that'd be more like, why you got nude Polaroids of yourself? That's dirtier than like...
That's dirtier than on the phone?
Yeah, because on the phone, I think it's just so common now. I would bet this is a younger teacher, too.
I bet so, too. Mm-hmm.
And it's just... Look, I don't get it. I'm older, but I mean, like, nude photos are like currency now.
Yeah, but you've got, if you're going to have them, I think you've got to, I mean, it's on you. Yeah, you can have them on your phone, but you better not display them to the class.
Yeah, see, I don't understand how to hide things. Like, young people know how to hide in folders and.
Yeah, there are places you can put them where people won't see them.
It should be, I mean, if this is a photo you don't want many people seeing, so you'd think you'd put it somewhere where it wouldn't accidentally be on display. You know, I've told the story many times about how when I was in high school, one of the teachers had photographed himself. I don't think it was with a student, but with somebody. He was gay, and nobody knew it. And then he had a bunch of photographs, and the photographs were in like a jacket pocket, and he took the jacket to be dry cleaned, and one of the students was working at the dry cleaner.
Oh, no.
Found the pictures and
just
planted them all over the school. We walked by the trophy case, and there was the teacher, and he resigned. Like, within
how awful.
Within, oh, terrible.
Why would they do that to him?
I know.
Was he a bad teacher? Was he mean?
I never had him as a teacher, and I thought he had a good reputation. You know, it happened my freshman year, and so I only knew him. I just knew his name, you know, for like 3 months, but one day you walk in, and right there in the trophy case, there's a picture of this naked guy with another guy. And it's just like, holy cow, what's going, you know, what is this? And, you know, within the day, word spread like wildfire. They were all over the school.
Oh, yeah.
And then the guy resigned. You know, he could not handle the scrutiny of it. Now, today, I think it'd almost be backlash on the student who did that.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Why
yeah.
would you
oh,
do
yeah.
something like that?
That's a chargeable offense, probably, now, putting your information out there.
Yeah, I think things have now, at that time, it was like, oh, look at this perv.
Yeah.
He's gay, and we shamed him for that, and everybody... But then, at that point, there was no way for him to go on there because all the students were talking all about him. You know, so he could, which I, you know, now 30-some years later, I feel bad about it. Because I mean, I didn't do anything, but I just laughed at it. You know, we're all talking about it. Very unfortunate.